Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Gary Pithford. Gary is the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. He's the author of Your Family Business, Your Net Worth, Strategies for Succession Planning. Gary, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about succession planning. In the previous segment, we talked about the demographic shift that's going on right now, both in the business owners that are going to be needing to sell and the demographics coming along behind who may not be as ready to buy. So Gary, what's your advice? You said earlier in the previous segment, people come up to you and say, Gary, where do I start? So Gary, I'm asking you, where do we start?
Well, if a business owner, in order to figure out what his best options are, and in order to get the best price, and in order to save taxes on the sale, he needs to develop an exit team of three or four different people that can help him make all these business decisions.
Or her. There's a whole lot more baby boomer female business owners than there ever have been generationally.
Yeah, and I say him, and I do that accidentally. But
we know what you mean. We have a lot of lady clients. You know what? I know you do. Go ahead.
Yeah. But whoever the owner is, they know how to run that business, whether it's selling groceries or selling hardware or selling heating and air conditioning or whatever it is, they know that business. But selling the business is a different topic. It's like going to the hospital and getting a heart operation. You got to surround yourself with experts for the next, year or two. Right. And then, these are the people that will help you. You need an excellent corporate attorney that knows corporate documents. You need an excellent accountant that knows taxes and how to save taxes, and an excellent financial advisor that can help you with managing this cash and avoiding commissions and diversification and protecting you and your family with income for the future, for retirement. Mm-hmm. You need at least those three. You may want a banker. You may want some other people involved. But those people, you need to work with them 2 or 3 hours every year for 3 or 4 years before you sell. And during that two-hour conference, what can I be doing the next 6 months? What can I be doing next year in order to help increase the value and make my company look better?
If you're going to sell your if you're 65 years old and you want to be divested by 50, by 70, you have to start today, right? You can't wait till you're 69. You have to start today.
This is
a minimum of a three-year, if not a five-year process, isn't it?
We tell everybody, in order for us to help you get the best price with the lowest taxes, we need at least 3 to 5 years to help turn the company around and make it look different. Mm-hmm. Selling it is different than running it. And you need to make a bunch of changes and improvements. Plus, on top of that, interest rates are changing, tax laws are changing. There's a lot of things that change along the way. And you need to stay up on that kind of stuff so that you're getting the best value out of your business. So to get started, where do I start? Okay, the answer is find 3 or 4 key advisors that know a lot about business planning and get those people into a room and spend a couple hours with them and talk about what you want to do, talk about your company, and they'll start developing this blueprint as to what you need to do the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in order to get yourself in a position to get the best price and to sell it to the kids.
They have to be prepared, though, Gary. This is a really important point, I think. This is not going to be without pain. People are going to tell you that you're going to have to do some things that you would never do if you were going to run the business 20 more years. You constitutionally might not be able to do it because it's not who you are. Mm-hmm. But you have to realize that when you toss the keys and when you swap the keys for a check and walk away, The people coming behind you are going to run your business differently than you did. And if you don't make it look more like that on the way out, you won't get to go out on the way out. You won't get to get it. You won't have a check on the way out. What do you think, Gary?
Yeah, you're right. You've got to get it ready for the next generation, for the next owner, whether it's somebody in your industry or whether it's the key employee that's been with you for 20 years or 10 years or whether it's the children who have been with you 10 or 20 years.
And the people who can't embrace that change are the ones that I've seen fail and wind up closing the business up because they just couldn't get out of their own way.
Well, I've seen a couple of great examples in the last few months where a father in 30 years, he took the company from zero to maybe 7 or 8 million, and then he brought his son or daughter in with their new high-tech, computerized way of doing things, internet, business-to-business methods, and in 4 or 5 years, they've taken it from 8 million to 30 million. You know, so dad is just sitting back amazed at what the kids can do if he just opens the door and gives them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
can think of two or three.
A great success stories. But you've also seen ones, as I have, where dad or mom didn't do that. They didn't allow that. They wouldn't open up. They wouldn't allow the changes. They wouldn't accept that this is going to be different. And the business literally would go out of business because they couldn't make the change. Or somebody would pick up the pieces that was left over, and it wouldn't be as successful. And folks, if you're gonna divest, you're gonna have to get comfortable with change, and that part is gonna hurt. I promise you. I know it will.
Yep.
But you're gonna have to deal with it. Gary, I need your website, please.
It's www. It's castle3.com.
Castle3.com. Quick break. Right back with Gary Pittsford. I'm Jim Blysing, and we're talking about succession planning for baby boomers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.